Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
AI governance frameworks. We've all seen them. Beautiful documents that look great in board presentations, but somehow never make it into actual production systems. Today I'm breaking down how to build governance that actually works, from policy architecture to automated enforcement to monitoring that catches problems before they become incidents. Let's get practical. The governance gap, why most AI policies fail. Let me be direct. Most AI governance frameworks I've audited aren't worth the PDF they're printed on. Organizations invest months drafting comprehensive policies, aligning with NIST, AIRMF, and ISO 42001. Then watch helplessly as development teams build whatever they want. The problem isn't the frameworks. It's the chasm between policy documentation and technical enforcement. The root cause is what I call the governance translation gap. Policy teams write requirements like ensure AI systems are transparent and explainable without specifying what that means for a recommendation engine running on Kubernetes. Meanwhile, ML engineers are shipping models daily with no practical guidance on what transparent actually requires in their code base. Consider a real scenario I encountered last year. A financial services firm had a beautiful 80-page AI ethics policy mandating bias testing before deployment. When I examined their CI/CD pipeline, there wasn't a single automated fairness check. Models went from development to production in hours. The policy existed, enforcement didn't. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework provides excellent structure with its four core functions: govern, map, measure, manage, but implementation requires translating each function into specific technical controls. Govern doesn't mean appointing an AI ethics committee that meets quarterly. It means embedding governance checkpoints into every stage of the ML lifecycle, from data ingestion to model retirement. Effective governance requires three components working together: policy architecture that maps directly to technical controls, automation that enforces those controls without human intervention, and feedback loops that surface violations before they reach production. Without all three, you're just writing aspirational documents. Here's my take on this. Most AI governance fails because policies describe what should happen, not how to technically enforce it. You need automated guardrails, not just documentation. Building your governance architecture, the control mapping framework. Translating policy requirements into enforceable technical controls starts with systematic mapping. Think of it like building a bridge: policy requirements on one side, technical implementations on the other, with control mappings as the structural supports connecting them. I use a four-layer governance architecture. Layer 1 is policy definition. Your high-level requirements from NIST AIRMF, EU AI Act, or internal standards. Layer 2 is control specification, translating each policy into measurable technical requirements. Layer 3 is implementation, the actual tools, code, and configurations that enforce controls. Layer 4 is validation, continuous monitoring, proving controls work. Diagram shown in the article. Here's a practical example. Policy requirement: AI systems must be tested for demographic bias before deployment. Control specification: models processing personal data must pass fairness metrics, demographic parity, equalized odds, with maximum disparity of 0.1 across protected classes. Implementation: integrate Fairlearn or AI Fairness 360 into your ML pipeline with automated testing. Validation: log all fairness test results, block deployments that fail thresholds. The mapping must be granular. Each policy statement should trace to specific controls, each control to specific tools or code, each implementation to specific validation metrics. When auditors ask how you enforce bias testing, you show them the pipeline configuration, not a policy document. Code example shown in the article. This configuration lives in your ML ops infrastructure, not a SharePoint folder. That's the difference between governance theater and actual risk management. Here's my take on this. Every policy requirement needs a direct line to code. If you can't show me the pipeline configuration enforcing a control, that control doesn't exist. Automated enforcement, governance as code. Manual governance doesn't scale. When your organization runs dozens of ML pipelines with daily deployments, human review becomes a bottleneck that teams will route around. The solution is treating governance like infrastructure, codified, version controlled, and automatically enforced. Governance as code means expressing your AI policies in machine-readable formats that integrate directly with MLOps tooling. Tools like OPA, Open Policy Agent, let you write policies that automatically evaluate against model deployments. When a data scientist pushes a model, the pipeline checks it against your governance rules before it goes anywhere near production. Here's how this works in practice. You define policies in RIGO, OPA's policy language, that encode your governance requirements. Code example shown in the article, this policy blocks any model deployment missing documentation, bias testing, or security scanning. High-risk models, score above 3, require explicit governance board approval. No exceptions, no workarounds. The pipeline enforces it automatically. Integrate these checks at multiple points. Pre-commit hooks catch issues early. CI/CD gates prevent non-compliant models from building, and runtime policies block unauthorized model serving. Defense in depth applies to governance too. The key advantage is auditability. Every policy decision is logged with full context: what was evaluated, which rules triggered, who approved exceptions. When regulators ask how you govern AI, you hand them query access to your policy decision logs, not a stack of meeting minutes. Here's my take on this. Governance as code isn't just efficient, it's auditable. Every policy decision gets logged, making compliance demonstrations trivially easy. Risk-based model classification. Not all AI is created equal. Applying identical governance to a customer service chatbot and a credit decisioning model is wasteful and misses the point. Effective governance scales controls based on risk, more oversight where stakes are higher, streamlined processes where risks are manageable. The EU AI Act formalized this with its risk tiers: unacceptable, high, limited, and minimal risk. But you need internal classification criteria that map to your organization's specific context. A high-risk model in healthcare differs from one in e-commerce. Diagram shown in the article. I recommend a classification framework evaluating 4 dimensions: data sensitivity, what information does the model process? Decision impact, what happens if the model is wrong? Autonomy level, does the model act independently or advise humans? And reversibility, can mistakes be undone? Score each dimension 1 to 5, sum them, and map to governance tiers. Tier 1 models, scores 16 to 20, require full governance. Impact assessments, bias audits, red teaming, quarterly reviews. Tier 4 models, scores 4 to 7, need basic documentation and standard security controls only. This isn't about reducing oversight, it's about focusing it where it matters. Your security team has finite capacity. Spending weeks reviewing a low-risk internal dashboard while a high-risk loan approval model gets rubber-stamped is backwards. Classification ensures governance effort matches actual risk. Document your classification criteria explicitly and review classifications when models change. A chatbot that starts offering financial advice has shifted risk tiers. Your governance should detect and respond to that automatically. Here's my take on this. Risk-based classification isn't about doing less governance. It's about putting your limited security resources where they'll actually prevent harm. Continuous monitoring. Governance doesn't end at deployment. Here's an uncomfortable truth. The model you approved isn't the model running in production 6 months later. Data drift, concept drift, and adversarial adaptation mean AI systems change continuously. Governance must monitor production behavior, not just approve initial deployments. MITRE Atlas documents numerous techniques adversaries use against deployed AI systems, from data poisoning to model extraction to adversarial examples. Your governance framework needs detection capabilities for these threats, not just prevention controls at deployment time. Build monitoring around 3 categories. Performance monitoring tracks accuracy, latency, and throughput. Degradation often signals problems. Behavioral monitoring watches for distribution shifts in inputs and outputs that might indicate drift or manipulation. Security monitoring detects potential attacks, unusual query patterns suggesting extraction attempts, input anomalies matching known adversarial techniques, unexpected model behavior. Practical implementation requires instrumenting your model serving infrastructure. Log predictions with enough context to detect anomalies, but not so much you create privacy risks. Establish baselines during initial deployment, then alert on significant deviations. Code example shown in the article. When monitoring detects issues, governance processes should kick in automatically. Significant drift triggers reevaluation. Detected attacks trigger incident response. Models that fail continuous compliance checks get quarantined until reviewed. This is governance as a living system, not a one-time approval gate. Here's my take on this. The model you deployed isn't the model running today. Continuous monitoring is how you govern what's actually happening, not what you approved months ago. Building organizational buy-in, governance that people actually follow. The most technically elegant governance framework fails if teams ignore it. I've seen organizations with beautiful policies where data scientists simply route around controls, using shadow IT, mislabeling model risk levels, or declaring everything an experiment to avoid oversight. Successful governance requires making compliance the path of least resistance. If following the rules is harder than breaking them, people will break them. Your ML ops tooling should make governed deployments the default, with ungoverned paths requiring active effort to circumvent. Diagram shown in the article, three principles drive adoption. First, integrate governance into existing workflows rather than creating parallel processes. If data scientists already use MLflow, build governance checks into MLflow, not a separate approval portal. Second, provide immediate feedback. A governance check that takes 2 weeks to return results will be bypassed. One that runs in your CI pipeline and returns in minutes becomes part of the development rhythm. Third, make exceptions possible but traceable. Blanket no answers push people to workarounds. Risk-acknowledged approvals with logging keep activity visible. Education matters too, but not the annual compliance training variety. Embed governance context into tooling. When a deployment fails a bias check, explain why it failed and how to fix it. When a model is classified as high risk, show the data scientist which dimensions drove that classification. Understanding builds compliance. Arbitrary rules breed resentment. Finally, celebrate governance as an enabler, not a blocker. Teams that ship responsibly governed AI should be recognized. The narrative should be, governance helps us move faster safely, not governance slows us down. Because properly implemented, that's exactly what it does. It prevents the incidents that would otherwise shut down your AI programs entirely. Here's my take on this. If your governance is harder to follow than to bypass, people will bypass it. Make the compliant path the easy path. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Map every governance policy to specific technical controls with traceable implementation. If you can't point to code, the control doesn't exist. Takeaway 2. Implement governance as code using tools like OPA to automatically enforce policies in ML pipelines without human bottlenecks. Takeaway 3. Classify AI systems by risk using data sensitivity, decision impact, autonomy level, and reversibility to focus governance effort appropriately. Takeaway 4. Deploy continuous monitoring for performance drift, behavioral anomalies, and security threats. Governance doesn't end at deployment. Takeaway 5. Design governance to be the path of least resistance by integrating into existing workflows with immediate feedback and rational exception processes. Look, governance doesn't have to be the enemy of innovation. Done right, it's what lets you move fast without breaking things that matter. The key is automation, integration, and treating governance like infrastructure rather than bureaucracy. Start with one high-risk model, build the controls, prove they work, then expand. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.